أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما قدر الله حق قدره إذ قالوا ما أنزل الله على بشر من شيء قل من أنزل الكتاب الذي جاء به موسى نورا وهدى للناس تجعلونه قراطيس تبدونها وتخفون كثيرا وعلمتم ما لم تعلموا أنتم ولا آباؤكم قل الله ثم ذرهم في خوضهم يلعبون صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 92 of Surah Al-An'am. A person by the name of Malik ibn Saif, he was a Yahud scholar, and he came to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam putting up an argument with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, "You read the Torah." He was an absolute obese person. So what does the Torah say about people like you? He became very offended and he said and made the statement to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala didn't reveal anything. There was never any revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some sahaba were sitting with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They said to him, "Malik ibn Saif, think what you are saying." He said, "No, Allah ta'ala didn't reveal anything." So hence, in view of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah. And Allah says, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِ. They do not hold Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such high esteem as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ought to be held. They do not have that recognition of Allah Rabbul Izzat. They do not honor Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the way, in the manner that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is supposed to be recognized, is supposed to be appreciated. إِذْ قَالُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ بَشَرٍ مِّنْ شَيْءٍ. When they say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not reveal upon a human being anything. So this is what he had said, and here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clears the air. Because if the Yahud had to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't reveal anything, then where does the Torah stand? So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses this. قُلْ سَيْءُ مُحَمَّدُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَنْ أَنزَلَ الْكِتَابِ. Who has revealed the kitab, the book, الَّذِي جَاءَ بِهِ مُوسَى, which Sayyiduna Musa alayhi salat wa salam had brought, that is the Torah. Who revealed it then? If you are saying that Allah Ta'ala didn't bring, Allah Ta'ala didn't reveal anything, then what is this kitab? Who revealed and who brought this kitab that Musa alayhi salat wa salam had? Briefly discussing the Torah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Nuran. Number one, the Torah was a nur. It was a guiding light from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that in it, in the original Torah, there was guidance upon guidance. Number two, wahudal linnas. One was the nur of hidayat, and the other was the very direct guidance that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had placed in the Torah. Now Allah ta'ala speaks about what the Yahud did with regards to the Torah. What was the habit? تَجْعَلُونَهُ قَرَاطِيسَ تُبْدُونَهَا وَتُخْفُونَ كَثِيرًا. That you had made it into sheets of paper. It is apparent from this verse and other narrations that some of the Yahud did not have the compilation of the Torah in one book form. They preferred to have it in sheets of paper. And then these sheets of paper they would keep in some kind of a box. And whenever they would require, they will take out the sheets and they would read. And they will put it back into that box. Something like what we will speak about, a file. And they would do this. But there was also another sinister reason why they would do this. وَتُفُونَ تُبُدُونَهَا وَتُفُونَ كَثِيرًا. You will display it. In other words, make a display of it. If anyone asked you any rule that was conforming to your habits, conforming to your base desires, then you will take out that piece of paper, that page of the Torah, and you will show them, here it is written, this is what the command of Allah Ta'ala is. But together with that, وَتُخْفُونَ كَثِيرًا, you would conceal much of it. If somebody asked you a rule about which you yourself was guilty about, then you will say that there is no command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then you will conceal those pages of the Torah. Allah Ta'ala says, وَعُلِّمْتُمْ مَا لَمْ تَعْلَمُوا أَنْتُمْ وَلَا آبَاؤُكُمْ. Two meanings to this ayat. That number one is that you had been taught that which you and your forefathers had not known. You had been given these lessons with regards to the different aspects of life, such that you and your forefathers didn't know. One would be reference to the Torah in itself, that in it Allah Ta'ala had revealed such rules, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given you such directives and advices that you and your forefathers had not known about. And some commentators say this is the quality of the Quran that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is discussing, that although the Torah was a nur, hudallin nas, it was a means of guidance, all of that was on its place. But when the Quran Sharif came, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had discussed such rules, Allah Ta'ala had given such advices, such guidances in the Quran that you had not known before. It was not found in the Torah also, nor was it found in the Injil. قُلِ اللَّهِ, say Allah. Now here, قُلْ مَنْ ذَلَّذِي, قُلْ مَنْ أَنْزَلَ الْكِتَابِ, who revealed the kitab that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had brought. Allah Ta'ala is now commanding Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam to say, قُلْ Allah, say it is Allah that revealed that kitab to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. What is very amazing is that in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran itself, defends the Torah. That the Quran itself, the Yahud is saying, Allah didn't reveal anything. The Quran is saying, no, Allah revealed the Torah. So the Quran comes to the defense of the Torah also. ثُمَّ ذَرْهُمْ فِي خَوْضِهِمْ يَلْعَبُونَ. O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you've invited them, you have given them the da'wat, now they know what is right and what is wrong, so leave them in their khawd, leave them in their conceal, in their wayward ways, and let them play around with the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have done your duty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take the responsibility from there onwards. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.